Blog Talk Radio.
The truth.
Oh, the truth.
Do you know that?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We in the Holy Week. This is the Holy Week. And we pray for people, and we're still praying for you tonight. All this week is the Holy Week, and people are going to church, going to revivals, and we prayed for lots of people this morning over at the Hilton, who was there. And we've been there, and people came in, and they got blessed. I want to tell you tonight, get ready for God to bless you with a word. God bless you to open up a door for you. It's just something for God to do something for you tonight. And I want to share the word of God with you wherever you might be tonight. And at this hour, we're praying for those young ladies that found in the ditch. There's so much evil that's going on, but God is still in control. So I want you to know tonight that we're still lifting up the name of Jesus. And all that's going on, I want you to stay focused, for the word of God will touch you. I'm praying for your healing tonight, your deliverance, and those that just bishop, I just need a word. My lady told me this morning that bishop, I need a word. And you know, I had a word for her, and she left that child. Thank you, thank you. I'm praying for every family caught up. I'm praying for you tonight that seems like you can't make your way. You can't make your move. And it seems like that you're running through a brick wall. But I'm praying for you tonight that all is well. I'm praying for you tonight that God can make you yoke. And yes, for God, I'm praying for you tonight. For God, and God, and I give you God to put your God and my God. Lord, hallelujah. And this whole week, I'm praying for you to share with you. Share and thank you. I'm praying much for you to have it down in Mississippi. I just got a call that said it's a tornado warning down in that's the law that we have to do. I want to say to you tonight, those that are reading the Bible, and you say, well, what's going on, Bishop? This is the week that they marched Jesus in judgment to judgment hall, put them all night long. Never said a month of wood. And they hung him high on Good Friday. Some men call it Good Friday. But this whole week is good. I'm praying for you, your breakthrough this week, whatever you're going through with your family. I just want to pray with you tonight that God will give you what you need, and God will give you that energy you need to say, how am I going to do it? You can't do it by yourself. You got to let God in. And when God comes in, he's going to heal what needs to be healed. He's going to fix what needs to be fixed. Somebody right now is in pain. Under the Revelation 9, somebody been hurt in their back, and somebody just, they just drained. But I'm going to pray tonight for that healing breakthrough because of you. You know, they were showing, it's so much negativity on the TV, but it's a loss of they inform you what's going on. I've seen where a young man got killed over in Michigan, okay, Grand Rapids. But what I'm saying, they showed the police on the man's back. They going to put the gun and shoot him in the head. I mean, those rogue police officers need to be off the force. They just kill at whim. And then now he off on the death penalty. He get paid. He killed somebody for nothing. Pull his gun out, shot the man in the head. It happened over and over and over. And, you know, I told you a long time ago, the blood is at the altar. Storms coming back to back, blood coming back to back. Why? Because man is not obedient to God. You got to be obedient to the word of God. And this is the month. And this is the month for you to be obedient to God. And this is the month for you to say, God, forgive me of my sins. Save me. This is the month for you to look over your life and say, God, touch me, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to say to you tonight, going to this Holy Week, you know, Sunday morning, my sunrise service, and Jesus on Friday, and then after that, I think they had a march on the west side that was going to have claws and all that. I don't know if they do it, I'm not going to storm in here. But I want to say to you tonight, crucifixion brings about a resurrection. And sometimes you got to go down to go up. When you go up, you can spread love all the way around. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him tonight did not perish, but have everlasting life. God didn't bring him to keep down power. He bring you down. He didn't bring you just for to be broke, to be weary. People weary because they can't control what they want to control. People lie because they can't control what they want to control. But I want to tell you tonight, God is in control. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. Until you make up your mind that you want to repent of whatever's going around you, you want to help somebody. You know, what's going on in Russia is flat evil, and it's flat evil spirits. In mind that Hitler killed 6 million people, and Americans and all the people stood back and let him kill 6 million Jews. Right now, the community, the world community, standing back and watching Putin burning people, burying mass graves, chemicals. How long will you watch and not get involved? Babies being killed, mothers being killed. But the Bible said wars and rumors of war. So what we're seeing ain't nothing new, but it's happening on our watch. And we have to pray in order to move it away from us, to mass murder that's going on. One lady said, well, that ain't how people murder is murder. And I want to say this tonight. When you're born a man of God, a woman of God, and we all are children of God, I don't care what denomination we're children of God. And being the children of God, we must obey. He said again, obey God. And we must come to the realization that we are the children of God. And God gonna watch over us, but we have to obey God. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. And Sunday morning, you might not have a new pair of shoes, a new dress, but give honor, I say to our ancestors. Give honor to them that we're standing on their shoulders. So a lot's going on, but God is still in control. I want to say that tonight, that when we let God in, you know, I was telling Mary, I was telling start and read the 23rd number song. She's okay, bitch, I'm going to read it. Now, she didn't know we're going to read it all through Holy Week. She didn't know we're going to read the 14th chapter the whole week. Now, while they're doing that, they're healing their families. They're in their families in stress by their reading. The angel of God will touch, and they're going to touch me and you. Lady called me at 12 o'clock last night and said, Bishop, I feel so good that you had to call to tell you that reading helped me. Seemed like I was all the way down there, like I was smuggling. And after Bubba sort of reads the scripture, prayer changes things. This week is the week of the Passover. This is the week of the Holy Week. That this is the week, and it's going to end Friday. And Friday, they get him to the cross, hung in iron, never said a mumbling word. And they put him in the tomb. But that early Sunday morning, he got up and declared all power is in his hand. So the power of God is in your hand. You can have what you want. Yeah, I want to say this tonight. Let go and let God. Set back or come back. Yeah, the devil set you back for a minute, put you back, say you wasn't going to get well. People died, but God kept you in his hand. God kept you in his thoughts. So you need to say thank you. So many, it was telling me so many have passed, but God is still sending his angel, Michael, Raphael, and Bobiel, his angel, to see about you. God will continue to do that. Let go and let God. Whatever I'm praying for the ministers, I had a lady ask me, I'm not going to vote for Willie Wilson. I said, I'm going to vote for him and pray for him. If he can, if anybody else can be, he can be the mayor. And I'm praying that he get it. He's a man out of his heart. His gas, not just the blacks, to everybody that could drive up and get some gas. He have outdid the politician from Washington and in Illinois and around his country. He stood up there first and said, money is just money. Let me get the people gas where they can go back and forth. Yes, I want you to know, and I ain't going to hide it, I'm voting for Willie Wilson, win or lose. We're going with him, and I'm going to vote for him, and I'm going to pray for him. So you can put that in your smoke pipe. It's the Holy Week. I don't care what nobody else do. I'm telling you what I'm going to do. And if God told me to do it, I'm going to keep doing it. He said God told him to get up people to gas, and I believe God told him to do it, and I believe God will tell you to vote for truth and justice. Now, he can't talk. Don't worry about talking. God talk for you. What God told Moses to let Aaron talk, okay? God always got a ram in the bush, glory hallelujah, for somebody. So God got a ram in the bush. I want you to be blessed. This week I want this week to be a blessing for you. I'm praying for you, a very especially Sister Norma. I'm praying for you, and I'm praying for you, Sister Alfred. I'm praying for you also. I want to tell you, every letter, every telephone call, I'm praying for. Now, them that private consultation, you need to talk to me private. I'm at the Hilton all this week. I'm at the Hilton from 8 o'clock. I think I left at 2. Me and Brother Darrell Spain, and I'm praying for Darrell Spain. We was there. Now, I'm praying. Brother Jerry, thank you. Jerry was by there, too. And Trish was by there. Thank you. And I just want to let you know, this week is a special week of prayer. This week is a special week for your name, what you want God to do. If you want to start your business this month, it's a good month for you to claim the power and the anointing. Glory, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. I want to claim tonight your healing. Tonight I want to claim your breakthrough. It's a big, I don't know how it's going to happen. The word of God is going to make it happen. The prayer that's been prayed for is going to make it happen. The joy God going to bring back in your life. The love. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven can have. I'm praying for that mother. Found her daughter in the ditch. I'm praying for the young lady for the whole house caved in, killed her uncle, killed her friend. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I want to pray special for some of you just need a breakthrough because you lost. I don't know what's happening, Bishop. I want to tell you tonight, the word of God is there for you. And the word of God will do something special for you tonight. I'm going to have Sister Hawkins to read Sister Mary to read 23rd number Psalm. By now, you should have the 23rd number Psalm open up. You should have St. John, the 14th chapter, open up. You say, I know about, I don't care about you know about it. Read it and reread it till you get the revelation what God got for you. Glory, hallelujah. I want to say to you tonight, all that listening, all is well. Don't let nothing block you from saying all is well. You don't see the way, but God is the way. So when you get into God, your way is already made. And Bishop Moses said, God will make the way. And Prophet John Paul would say, in all thy ways, if not as God, he will direct your path. And Reverend Todd used to say, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's wonderful to know God in your life. You know, we all sin and fall short. But you get up and go, Lord, forgive me. And you don't stop holding stuff. Something like the last year you're holding it. Let it go and begin to breathe. Exhale. Breathe. Let it in. Let it out. As you do that, God will go. Young or old, rich or poor. All the silver, all the gold belongs to God anyway. The paper you got ain't going to last. Ain't nothing going to last but what you do for Christ. Tell you tonight, it's a special blessing. It's a special anointing on your life tonight. It's a special word that God's going to speak to you tonight. Open your ears up and listen when the scriptures are read. It might be something just for you. Glory, hallelujah. Okay, let me see where we at. God to bless you. Thank every letter, every telephone call. Thank you. If you got a need, you plant a seed. If you need the word, you need to call me. I want to tell you, Mary Hawkins, you're on for the prayer. God bless you. How you doing tonight, Mary?
I'm doing good.
God.
Okay.
Your family all right?
Yes.
Well, I'm praying that things get all right, but as I prophesied, now, you know, I'm going to give you a word tonight because you're on an off time, that you're going to have a new grandbaby. You got one grandbaby, right? There's nothing on this way.
Yeah, it's one on the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, thank you, Kanye. That's on its way. Read the 23rd number sign for us if you got a testimony, so you can testify all this week, because we're on all this week, and this is the Holy Week. If anybody want to testify, all you got to do, raise your hand, push one. I know you want to testify. But if you ain't got no testimony, I ain't got nothing to give you, because I don't know what God did for you. I know what he did for me. I know what he constantly doing for me. You should know what he constantly doing for you. Okay, Sister Mary, you can read.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The dark art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that. Now, what you're saying is true. You get to put it up and you read it. David was saying, the Lord is my shepherd. That's personal. See, I don't know what God is to you, but you ought to know that God is a shepherd, and God watches over you. Whatever you're doing in life, God watches over you. I want to say tonight, as we go into the rest of the week, about asking God to heal our family. So many people got cancer, high blood sugar, people dying because their mind is messed up. They got dementia. Young folks got dementia. Young folks want to kill themselves. You know, that's the mark of the beast, of the devil. And you want to destroy your own body, you know. And they just passed a bill where a woman cannot get abortion somewhere. But I want to say, murder is murder. If you take a gun and shoot people, that's murder. If you snatch babies out of your womb, that's murder. And I don't care how you wrap it up, how you package it. I got my own right. I shouldn't have did that. When you thought about that, when you laid down, you thought of that. When you was making that decision, okay, you ought to thought about that you're going to be a mass murderer for the rest of your life, okay? He said, it's so bad, the man shot 10 people, so he went to jail. What about women that got positions, that have been to college, they got degrees, that have had 10 babies snatched out of their womb? There's mass murder, black and white. Ain't no color. Evil is just evil. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Ten Commandments. That what is thou shalt not kill. Saying, if people ignoring what the Ten Commandments say, they're doing their own thing. Now, I want to say this. I'm going to say it. This is the Holy Week. It's time for you to step up and be what God made you to be. You ain't going to lack this. God made you a pretty woman. God made you a strong man. Carry your wife. God ain't made no mistake on your sex. God ain't made woman for woman. He didn't make man for man. He made woman for man for woman, Adam and Eve, to be fruitful and multiply. If you're not doing that, you're not doing the will of God. It's the divine law. And the divine law means from God. And the divine law say God. Let me say it again. It's the divine law, the man and woman. It's the divine law. And when you accept the divine law of God, it's the will of God. See, what happened when the angels, when they tried to come in on the house, and they all got blinded because the angel was there, and these men were so corrupt. No, they wanted to have angels, and all of them got blind. That lets you know this world that we live in is not our world. We're just passing through. You don't let it rub off on you that you started doing the things of the world, and you won't repent. You know, a lot of people tonight need to, on this Holy Week, ask God for forgiveness, ask God to forgive them. They need to ask God, but this is the week, you ask God to heal that cancer. That lady called me, said her son is real sick. I could begin to pray for him. The women came and anointed him with olive oil and prayed to heal much better. But I want to tell you tonight, it's important for you to know this is the week of healing and deliverance, and this is the week of the word of God. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. You got to let go and let God do something special for you. Sister Kid, God bless you. And I want to tell you, I'm praying for the young lady that broke her leg, and praying for her. I want you to continue to pray for her and get the word. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bishop. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine since I'm talking to you. I want
that
scripture for the people. Because I know that you got a great work to do for God. So you can read now.
Okay. John 14, verse 1 through 7 reads, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Exercise faith in God. Faith also in me. In the house of my Father are many dwelling places. Otherwise, I would have told you, for I am going my way to prepare a place for you. Also, if I go my way and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will receive you home to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. And where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you men had known me, you would know my Father also. From this moment on, you know him and have seen him." That completes John 14, verse 1 through 7.
And I want to tell you, keep on praying. And the young lady that you plan with for, give them the doctor. Because prayer is the thing. And I want to tell you tonight, only the word of God will keep us. And once we hold on to the word of God, it'll do something special for all of us. But we can't turn away from what God got for us. God got something special, and we have to be able to embrace the word and embrace what God telling us to do. Sometimes the Holy Week, and what that means, this is special week, this week, it's the Holy Week, people going to church, people making new commitments, people telling God what they want. But I want to tell you, whatever you need, God will give it to you. And wherever you want to go, God can carry you to that special place. It's a special place God got for you, open door for you. You know, when Rita was singing, "Precious Lord, take my hand." And it's like it's a song that Reverend Darcy wrote the song. But when people sang it, it opened up doors for people. Dr. King loved it, and lots of other ministers loved it. I know Dr. T.L. Franklin loved it, and his daughter, he said, can't nobody sing that song like my daughter. And his daughter could really sing, and she was an anointed woman of God. And that's good. You got somebody can do it.
In the memory of my father, Reverend C.L. Franklin, and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, I'd like to sing one of his favorites, a song that he'd always request, a song with long, strong arms that rocked him.
That's Aretha, but let me pray. Father God will come. Before we sing this song, Father God will come to heal every man, every woman. We come tonight to ask for your forgiveness. We come tonight for you to lift us up. You know what we need tonight. You know where we're going. Bless our family. We know that you will, and we know you can. God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our mistakes. The God of the universe, God of our ancestors, the most powerful God of the universe, God of the storm, God of the flood, God of all the universe, the dead, lost a sister, brother, lost aunt, lost a member of their family. There's no sorrow tonight that heaven cannot heal. We ask for the healing power, oh glory, hallelujah, to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Touch right now.
Cradle of Ages. Precious.
Sinner,
what a word for you. hear my cry, Lord. No! 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 Oh, hear my call.
Tonight, you need a God and angel tonight. There's so much going on And I want the angels to appear. I want you to, now, don't get scared. I want the angel, I want you to feel the presence of the angel. Michael, Raphael, Emiel, Bobbiel. Tornado warning, but I want to get a word to you tonight. Storm is passing over. Glory, hallelujah. The storm. This is for you, Denise. This is for you, Chelsea, Dr. Christian, for you, and Pearl, for you. And I want to tell you, Kit, and I want to tell you, Regina, the storm is passing over me, the storm is passing over. Dr., the storm is passing over. Thank you.
Thank you.
you, Pat. I'm praying for you, Pat. Every letter, every telephone call. Lord, open up the door for you. Expect you to make it. But I want to tell you, Raymond, I'm praying for you. In a hurry, come to you. But God, open that door for you. So you're going to be left
quick.
And when you open that door for you, you're going to happen quick, bad, and somebody say, in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Gloria, come up to the microphone if she's there. Tina, come up to the microphone. The Lord Washington. Mine is Andrew. Clyde Brown. And near son-in-law. Reuben Lightfoot. Reverend Whitman. Barrett Sisters. Minnie Collier. Y'all get in your section. Alto together. All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know, just like the choir. Tenors get in the middle. All right, all the bass, all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Polk, Sadie Durr. And they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin singers. They opened up by singing. Do you remember that?
Lola. Sing it, sing it.
And you